Blog Talk Radio.
$0.50.
CL. I'm focused, man.
Dog child.
You should know this, man. Woo! Just one dose of me, I had you addicted. To know me, still love me, I handle my business. Any city, any town, touchdown, I do my thing. I'm a hustler, baby, I provide by any means. From a brief conversation, you should know what I'm about. When you look at me, baby, you should see your way out. Out the hood, out the drama, out the Bentley, it's all. Out the headaches and stress, you done been here before.
It's only been 3 months and I already got it bad. So hooked and I keep on coming back. Girlfriend's telling me I don't know how to act. But I'm telling them, baby, by far back. He's so good and he knows how to love me. I'm so good and he's so heavy in the street. He's my dude, so I better get into things. And I'm careful.
For so very long, I'm
I'm trying to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you, but I'm kind of scared. 'Cause you're the kind of lady with so much class. I get my thoughts together for the very next day. But when I see you lately, I forget what to say. Your eyes and hair, such a beautiful tone. The way you dress and walk, it really turns me on, yeah. Ooh, you really turned me on.
Fred, what's going on, man?
Yo, what it do?
How you been, man?
I'm been good. Everything fine with me. Holding up. All
right. That's what it is, man. Thank you for taking time to come out on the show, man. Of course, man, we all remember you from the group making the band, of course, man. What have you been up to, man, since leaving the group, man? What have you been up to, man?
Just working on the album, man. Basically just putting these mixtapes out there. At one point, I was just, like, focused on just, like, doing my business and trying to get my personal life situated. And it was, like, you know, making the transition from rap. I mean, from the streets to rap, it was too much for me at that time. So I had not left it alone and postponed it for a little minute, man. You know, so that was my reason for taking a leader out.
Right.
And then going away for so long, you know, because a lot of people think Puffy cutting. My situation was a whole lot different. My situation was, I already knew what the whole play was before the year had done begin.
Right.
I already knew who was going to be there, who wasn't going to be there.
Right.
They already told me to keep such out of trouble and this and that. And my album was dropping, and then they was going to drop the even Nessa Bowles with me.
Right.
So, you know, I had done. But my thing was, I wanted to get out of the contract. And the only way to get out of the contract was to get out of the contract on TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I didn't even want to be in the group no more. So it was like, you know, there's a lot of shit just going on. But go ahead, man, you know.
You're good, man. Now, is there any bad blood between any of you or the former members or Puff?
I mean, I can't speak for nobody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, they never verbally expressed it with me, but, I mean, you know, I could look on YouTube and I could see Chopper doing his thing, and I could look on YouTube and I could hear this person talk about the man, and I can't say, okay, well, you know, I don't got no beef with the man. You know, I can't say, oh, well, yeah, Chopper told me he ain't got no beef with the man, then Chopper go on YouTube and make me look like a fool, so. What I do is not even judge.
Right, right.
But, you know, on my behalf, you know, me and the nigga good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no pressure.
Right. What are you guys, you're working on an album. Is it going to be a mixtape, is it going to be an album, or are you still working on it right now?
I mean, it's an album right now, man. The title is either going to be Been That, Done That, or All or Nothing. All or Nothing, I've been sticking with that for a minute. I've been trying to finish that project for a little while. And I ain't gonna lie, I got over 100 some recorded songs. Tell me, hit them right back. I got over 100 some recorded songs. But, it's like, you know, it's just like everything don't never get back right. Like, either the paperwork shitty or, you know, people, you know, make promises they can't uphold. And it resets, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I've been dealing with mainly. Like, damn, you know, a lot of people want to do big things. Everybody want to jump on the train, but nobody don't want to do take the steps that they need to get there. Everybody want to do it their own way. Nobody want to compromise.
Right.
And tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown ass man, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga come from the streets, I'll go back and get my money from there before I even let a nigga tell me how they going to fuck my life over, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, because it's a career. This ain't what I had to learn. This is a career. This ain't no more just rapping for your brothers and having passion for this shit no more. It's like, it's a business.
Right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, my business ain't right. I don't even want to do it.
Right. Well, I mean, I know you learned that about the aspects of the business, you know, when you were in the process of, you know, before the group has started, you know, we're doing, you know, auditioning for the band, of course, you know, through MTV or whatever. Do you have your own label, indie label that you're running or?
I mean, right now I'm working with Swagger ENT. You know, that's Brian McKinney, the dude from the Vikings, who got a thing going on down here, and no paperwork, no official, but you know, I'm just a lawyer nigga. That's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? And he gave me opportunity. He put me in the studio and gave me opportunity just constantly working. That's all I could ask from anybody, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want your money. I don't need this. I'm going to get my own. Get me in a position where I can work and I can be comfortable and I can get enough assistance and be persistent with my work, and I'm happy with that.
Right.
So, you know, I got my label right now, too, going to die, but that's on the back burner. You know, I got a lot of ideas for that. I got the albums drew up, got my artists working on their music, got DJs behind them, but that's on my back burner. That's their personal life, and they building at the same time, repping me, and I'm a stepping stone for them in that. But they got a total understanding that I'm not trying to push that right now. I'm trying to push myself, and if I can help them, I will. But that's my label going to die, and I'm working with two artists right now.
Right. How do you feel about being a role model to a lot of people?
When I'm looking from the outskirts, man, you know, everything is, like, bigger than what it's supposed to be to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I heard about making a band, dog, I ain't hear about making a band like, oh, you know, 2 weeks ahead or nothing. I heard about it an hour before it ended. I rushed down, and I was on the block getting money, all of it, et cetera, and I rushed down, and so all that shit was just faith with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, hold on, repeat the question, man, because I'm looking at something, man.
You good. I said, you know, a lot of people look at you as a role model from the, you know, when we saw you first, you know, audition for making a band where you actually came from, they look at you as an example. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, man, the big part of it is I can respect it because I feel like a lot of people won't look up to nobody that they feel they can't follow. And that's all I try to be even with my nephews and my nieces, and I just try to, you know, like I try to tell them a lot of times, don't witness me contradict myself, even though I know some things ain't right or wrong and I can't change the way I live. If I know it's right and wrong, I'm going to tell you, and you can go about it the right way. Just because you see me say, you know, don't do this and I still do it, that's because I've been doing it for 27 years and I ain't had nobody teaching me early that it was wrong.
Right.
I say, but I'm trying to tell y'all that it's wrong and you need to apply it to your life now. And that's the only way I can help them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody that's going to sit around and try to tell you, oh, I never, because I know my life ain't perfect. I know what I've been through. I know what I done survived. And I know what I'm still kind of like swimming in, you know what I'm saying? So I can't sit here and fool nobody like I'm the most perfect man in the world. I got to get it how I get it. And that's all I knew. That's all I know. But I always tell the person, man, if you can go to school, man, go to school, man. Because if I could have finished school, I was so close, I would have finished school. If it could have been to the point right now, if I ain't got to even rap, I won't even rap. If I wouldn't have made the band, I wouldn't be I wasn't no nigga who passing no CD out. I wasn't pressing up 1,000 posters. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't that kind of nigga. I just love to rap. You know what I'm saying? Just like I made it Puffy, I made it damn freestyle, and I just love to rap. I never had wrote a rhyme for him. When I signed my contract, I never had a written rhyme for him. Everything I did was freestyle. And it's just because I love what I do. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I always try to tell you, if you're going to do this, man. Don't try to be me. Don't try to. You know, if I had the opportunity, I wouldn't be no rapper because I wanted to, at the end of the day, I just want to work hard and provide for my son. I don't want to have to politic and kiss ass because I ain't that kind of nigga, you know what I'm saying? And that's what held me back for so long that I ain't good at trying to be your friend if I ain't grow up with you, you know, because I'm from the street, so I feel phony, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep the habit because I understand it's a business, but personally, the type of nigga I am, I've been for 27 years, it's not me, you know what I'm saying? It's not in my mama jeans and my daddy jeans. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna kick it. It is what it is. It's something at the end of the road God got for me, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna keep trucking. Cause I noticed, you know, like at the end of the day I do some more work for people. And I'm so talented, I came 40,000, went straight to Puffy. I didn't even know him, I ain't know nobody plugged me in, no none of that. I was straight from the hood, straight from the sub, getting money. And then that occurred and it's like it's just faith, you know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the day, it's inevitable, it's gonna happen. Nobody can't stop what God got planned for me. Even though my attitude might put me or my personality or whatever, or another man trying to keep his nuts on me, whatever the situation may be, I don't want to blame no man and don't blame myself. I'm just a fell nigga like that. But whatever the situation may be, that held me back. Nobody can't overcome God. And at the end of the day, I write so much, these niggas can't stop my music. This nigga Puffy know I write R&B. This nigga know I write country. I write whatever, whatever, whatever. I'm talking about all this. That's why he part, but that's why he signed me. That's why he kind of feared me getting out there and doing it on my own. But at the same time, he never had bad blood with me. You know what I'm saying? Just got fucked up a lot of money at that time I left, and I could respect that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I dealt with that. He see me, we speak. It is what it is. I ain't one of them niggas who finna bash him because the nigga changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, shit, when I went to him with 4 stacks, and I damn near killed for that. You know what I'm saying? That was 3 months of just getting it. Like, my son was on the way. My baby mama had my son a month after I signed my contract, exactly a month. And I was just out there getting it. Like, you know, then the nigga changed my life, so I can't bash the nigga. I love the nigga, you know what I'm saying? I respect what he did, but I ain't no nigga who just finna sit there and kiss no nigga ass. I never been. I don't give a fuck about friendships. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, I'm born by myself. I'm gonna die by myself. That's the type of mentality I got. It might be a fucked up one. That's how I live. I tell my hoes the same way. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I hope I wasn't on the radio with that.
Hello?
Oh,
not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip.
Hello? Hello? Yo, what up? Can't hear nobody, yo, what up? Hello?
Fred?
Yeah.
All right, Fred?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, man, give you a shout-out and everything, man.
Yeah, man, I want to give a shout-out to Big Mac, the whole Swagger ENT family, you know, Corn. That's Corn, C-O-R-N. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my son, of course, the only man I don't work for, Lil Fred. First and foremost, I want to start that off with God. I don't know how I missed him. You know, my brother JT for holding me down. My brother Foot for holding me down. You know, my hard-headed soldiers. And, you know, just basically my baby mama for being a good baby mama. Being understanding. You know what I'm saying? That's it right there.
All right, Fred, man, I appreciate you, man, taking time out to come on the show, man. I apologize about the technical issues that we had, man, but I appreciate you, man.
Nah, we good, man. It was a good interview.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Listen, man, I need your music, man, over here, man, so I can spin it, man. So, shimmy with some music, man.
All take down my email, man, and just all you gotta write is just get the music to me. And I'll check it. FreddyP08.
Alright.
FreddyP08@gmail.com.
Okay. Alright, Freddy, man. I appreciate you, man.
Alright, man. Be blessed.
You too, man.
One.
I'm looking like, feeling like, acting like money. She looking like, feeling like, acting like she want me. She got what I fiend for, I'm acting like a junkie. Got me buzzing like a bee, you know I'm after that, honey.
Yeah.
I got my eye on her, I can't keep it off her.
No.
She got an eye on me,
yeah.
She can't keep it off me.
Nope.
Bad little shorty, now I know how Lauryn Hill felt, cause she killing me softly.
Yeah, there's nothing in this world, there's not another girl that can satisfy my needs. And me really want to take her home. Yo, cause she look nice, yeah, she is that one of a kind. When men look up in her eyes, yeah, she got me mesmerized. Picture perfect like a Kodak moment. When she kiss me goodnight and she filling up on me, yeah. We been there from the jump, never front, never start, never done. What an average girl done. And I can tell by her body language, she feels my emotions and got me anxious. So God made time for me, I'm me an angel, and me really I feel let her know. Woman of my life, and yes, she shine bright. So please let the chorus go. Another girl that could satisfy my needs. There's nothing in this world, there's not another boy that can make me feel so sweet.